you feel me here?
Can you feel me here?
All I've ready to answer phone. Red wine bottle, half the contents gone. Midnight return, jacuzzi turned on. Can you feel me here?
Breakfast with Jake and Amanda. Caleb Cooper is our special guest on the show this morning.
We get a lot of farmers listening to Heart Breakfast on their tractor. Do you listen? Yeah. Oh, good. Okay, good. That is the right answer. You just want a car.
I just want a car.
A car? Whoa.
Now, the thing with farmers, if you make a deal like that, it's done.
Oh. Well,
so therefore, I'll respect the car. What do I want?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, you can have the slippers and that's what you're having.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. Your new book, It's a Farming Thing, is out now. What can we expect from the book?
In this book, I mean, this book to me touches a nerve because I dedicate it to my granddad, who passed away, unfortunately, 3 years ago. And I've done three books. And the lucky thing is for me is I got to choose my books that I write. So therefore, the first one and the second one I chose and this one, I went, well, I'm going to go closer to home. And I would say it's a little bit of an autobiography, but not really.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually how I started and how things are going now, as well as then, you know, my kids, and I compare my kids to rearing piglets. Imagine giving birth to 10 piglets and rearing all them. I mean, I struggle with two kids.
Christ. Seeing you and speaking to you, so I'm a farmer's boy. My dad was a farmer.
I hear this.
And I absolutely, like, you kind of remind me of my dad, but that's a good thing.
How old was you? Well, hang on a minute.
No, but not the age, but just that, like, my dad, he didn't leave Kidderminster, so we were Shropshire, like Hereford, Worcestershire farmers. And if he left Kidderminster, he'd get a nosebleed. Yeah. The only time I managed to get him away was for my wedding. That's what my dad
Where
is like.
Where did you have your wedding?
Kent. So on the coast.
Kent?
Yeah. So from...
Well, good as in Kent.
Because it was by the seaside. Very good
Wales.
But some of these sayings, there's some weather sayings in the book, which I love. So my dad always used to say it. Red sky at night, shepherd's delight. Red sky in the morning, shepherd's warning.
We do that.
Is that the fact?
Yes, it is. I firmly believe in that.
It's a fact. That's how we do 100%. The weather for sunbathing, not farming.
This is a bit different. This is where our worlds cross, Amanda.
Whether or not I put the Aperol in the fridge, ready for the next day.
Rain before 7, fine by 11.
Yep, that's true.
When the dew is on the grass, rain will never come to pass.
Yep.
And when the wind is in the east, 'tis neither good for man nor beast.
Yep. It's 100%.
I love this.
Good. Are your children going to follow in your footsteps, do you think?
Because that's a good question.
Really hard work.
I mean, I love the things, but at the same time, I never want to push them into farming. Mm. I never want to say to them, look, you're going to be a farmer. That's the end of.
Mm.
Because I firmly believe to love your job, you have to accept it yourself and actually choose it yourself. Like, for example, me, I chose to be a farmer. That is it.
Yeah.
So if my kid grows up, I don't know, and comes to London and becomes a radio presenter.
You'll never see them again.
An accountant. I'll never, ever, ever visit them.
No.
But I've got some videos on my phone I can show you. But, for example, the weekend he was collecting eggs with me, feeding cows. Oh. You know, it's great.
It's just idyllic. It is a gorgeous part of the world.
I firmly believe you're going to be a farmer.
Oh, listen, it's been so lovely coming in. Everyone's a little bit starstruck. I'm not going to lie.
We are so excited you're here.
It's so exciting.
Honestly, as I walked in, I see you looking. I was like, yeah, they're excited to be
here.
Honestly. Life is nervous that the building might fall down.
You're okay. It's been here for many, many hundreds of years.
Yeah. Okay.
It's all right.
That's quite worrying as well, then, isn't it, really?
This has been so much fun. Caleb, thank you so much for coming in. Caleb Cooper.
And the building's all stayed up.